The DNR is planning to conduct prescribed burns during the coming weeks on various properties in East Central Wisconsin, including Fond du Lac County. And we're going to talk with the DNR wildlife technician Andrew Buboltz coming up on the final segment of the show. Fond du Lac firefighters busy responding to a couple of residential fires over this weekend. And we'll talk with the Division Chief of Fire Prevention, Troy Hazy, on the show. Several mostly minor traffic crashes, vehicles getting stuck in the snow, and widespread power outages were reported during the weekend snow and ice storm. We've got the numbers, and we'll tell you about them coming up on the next segment of the show with Sheriff's Captain Ryan Waldschmidt. The Waupun Police canine officer helped nab an escaped inmate from the John Burke Correctional Facility over the weekend. Joining us on this segment of the show, Deputy Police Chief Jeremy Rosch. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Greg.
This happened at the prison farm on Saturday?
Yeah, early Saturday morning.
This is located on 49 just east of the city of Waupun. You guys got a call that someone walked away from that farm?
Yeah, we got a call that possibly an inmate had walked away. They couldn't locate this inmate for about 10 to 15 minutes. So immediately our Officer Ryan Schneider and Officer Robert Williams went to that area in attempts to locate this subject.
All right. And Boomer was riding in the back of the squad?
Boomer was with Ryan, just like any other night.
All right. And so what did they find? Did they immediately see the inmate or somebody matching the description?
Yeah. Officer Schneider immediately turned on his spotlight in that area, and he scanned the area and located the subject on the north side of 49 walking west towards the city of Waupun.
So he's right off, the inmate's right off the highway?
Right off the highway.
All right. And it's dark out. I mean, this is early, this is shortly after 4 on Saturday.
Correct.
And describe this prison. This is not a, I mean, it's not a, these people aren't in, behind bars.
Sure. It's a prison farm, so it gives the inmates opportunities to gain some skills prior to being released into society. So a lot of times inmates that are, you know, have good behavior or are getting ready to release work at this facility. A lot of inmates from the John Burke Center.
All right. And would he have had any reason to be outside the facility at 4 in the morning?
I don't believe so.
All right. How far away from the prison farm was he?
The prison farm entrance is probably about a quarter mile to a half a mile from where Officer Schneider had located the subject.
He was a ways away. All right. What did the officers do at that point when they spotted him?
Well, once Officer Schneider flashed him with his spotlight, the inmate actually took off and ran across Highway 49 to the south side of the road, and near the off-ramp, the northbound off-ramp of Highway 151. And Officer Schneider then, you know, deployed himself and his canine, and upon doing that, he informed the inmate to stop. And once the inmate heard Boomer start barking, he immediately stopped and went to the ground on his own.
All right. I take it that all of this is happening within a relatively short distance of between the inmate and the officer and the dog.
Correct. Very short, and really a very short distance from the prison farm to Highway 151 and the city's boundaries.
All right. Smart inmate, realizing that the dog can probably run 25 to 30 miles an hour, the inmate probably 5 to 10.
Yeah, real smart inmate on that portion of the incident. Boomer is a 3-year-old German Shepherd, and he's a very large dog, and he is trained to apprehend people,
and as far
which includes biting.
As far as German Shepherds go, he's pretty intimidating, too.
Yeah, he's an intimidating dog, but he's also a friendly dog. We can take him into the community and do some canine demos with various groups throughout the community, and everybody loves him.
All right, so he was immediately taken into custody at that point, the inmate?
Correct, immediately taken into custody and later transported to the Waupun Police Department and turned over to the Dodge County Sheriff's Department.
Well, what's the inmate's name?
I don't have that offhand, actually.
Do you know what he was in for?
That I don't know either. But if he's at the Burke Center, he's probably close to being released. Generally, it's not high-risk inmates, and a lot of times they're within their last year or two of incarceration.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to maybe he'll spend, I mean, I don't know what happens in these situations, depending on what type of an inmate he's been over the course of however long he's been in custody, but certainly he's not going to get out when he wanted to, or when he was scheduled to, I should say.
Correct, yeah. If he's found guilty of escape from this facility, I'm assuming it would be a few extra years in prison.
Did he give the officer any indication what he was doing out that early in the morning, or where he was going?
No, he did not. He did not say anything to our officers.
All right. He may have just gotten lost, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Boomer to the rescue once again, helping to capture an inmate who had walked away from the John Burke Correctional Facility. Deputy Police Chief Jeremy Rosh, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thanks much. Thanks for having me.